Blog Talk Radio.
Test show. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here.
All right. So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to find the link initially for this, my studio, for the YouTube version of this on IMTN Worldwide Radio on YouTube, so I can have a couple of people listening and watching. Because right now I have it on mute as far as my stream, because I'm getting feedback. See, I can hear myself.
On IMT Worldwide.
I don't think I'm supposed to hear.
Yeah,
you can hear that. What I need is somebody to be able to watch and see if they can hear you, basically, or someone call in. So right now I'm just trying to find the correct link, because for some reason I copied the stream URL and it's not. Let me see if I can just copy paste it, because I hit copy and it didn't copy the whole thing, so I don't know why. Okay, here we go. All right, let's see if this works. All right, let's see what happens when I press play, because maybe that's what it is. Nope, that's still not it either. All right, so I gotta do some experimentation here. Of course, the reason we're doing some tests is we have a big interview this Friday on Around the ATL, John Collins of the Atlanta Hawks, starting power forward. Although, like I said in my video earlier, maybe since Ben Simmons is going to be a power forward now, maybe John Collins can play point guard.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, might as well just change it all up.
I'm just saying, Chris, this is a test show, man. Here you go starting.
All kind of. I'm telling you, man, we ain't been on the air in a while. This is a test show. Nobody's ever going to hear it. Oh, wait, it's live. So 646-7. Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me try one more. I don't know how to. This is odd. I don't know if maybe something has changed the last time I've been on here, which is very possible because I haven't done this in a minute. There's a live chat. So it shows the live chat up. but I can't properly test this without finding the actual link. And it's not, let's see, backup server URL. Let's try that one. Clipboard, copy, paste. Says that video is unavailable. Oh, I know where it's at. Let's see if this is it. Next screen. Settings. Stream. Nope, it's blocking me. Output. This is really strange right now. Video. I've never had to actually pull up the software that I use to do the stream before. It usually just works, so something has happened. The microphone is working. You can hear me good, right?
Oh, yeah, I hear you perfectly clear.
All right, so the microphone will not get unplugged like the last time, but I can't really properly test this until I find the link. But in the meantime, everybody, as I said, this is a test. This is only a test. Wanting to get a couple of things together. Now, we're probably going to do another test on Thursday, possibly. With that, we're going to probably use, we're going to try Facebook. We haven't done a Facebook Live in a while, so we might try that, especially if I can't get this to work. This is just strange right now. Settings, nope, that's playback speed, full screen. What's been going on lately in Atlanta?
Oh, man, just, you know, trying to stay safe out here in these treacherous streets, ducking and dodging, you know, any location where there may be any, you know, protest or something like that going on. You know, obviously, I support the cause as far as, getting some reforms. But I personally don't want to be caught in the middle of it, you know what I mean? So, and, you know, making no mistake about it, just because you don't see it on the news don't mean it's not happening, because there definitely has still been activity going on around in Wendy. So I've been trying to avoid that area at all costs. But other than that, man, everything is good. Did see that we had some Atlanta sports news drop today. Yasu Puig is an Atlanta Brave. That was quite interesting. What do you think about that, sir?
Hey, give me a second. I finally got it to work, so I'm about to send this to the new Pac City page to see if anybody wants to join in. I can spell. Let's see. All right, so yeah, I mean, that had been rumored for a minute. I guess the purpose, though, really only became apparent with, I don't know, because it's almost as if you get, well, no, what it is that Markakis is gone. That's what that is, more so than anything. We could have said maybe, you know, Freddie is a little bit more sicker than we thought, but Freddie should be back. In a little bit time, this is more Markakis opting out more so than anything. So it had been rumored. It's not that much a surprise as much as it is to other people. He is a bat. He can play the position. I don't know how well he can play it now. I mean, it's not like he's over the hill or anything, but you know, he has a little tread on tires now. But he could be a bat, you know. I just look at it from the standpoint of what's the word I'm looking for, the mix as far as the players and everything. He's much different than what the team has been used to having on the bench. Let's just say that, and it'll be interesting to see how he fits in. And again, it's just 60 games, so. It'll be interesting to see how they play him, where they play him. You know, is it going to be more platoon, or is he going to really get the playing time that, you know, Markakis was going to get?
Yeah, that's true. I think I would like to see some platoon action. I'm not sure if the young guys are going to be ready, and especially with a 60-game season, I don't know that I would even mess with some of the younger guys like Pache in the lineup at this point. I think Puig is actually a fit culture-wise in terms of with our young guys. I think guys like Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies, I think that, you know, he will fit in good well with those guys. I think they probably look up to him in some aspects, you know, seeing him play before they made it to the major leagues. And I think, you know, those guys have been criticized a little bit by some of your more traditionalist baseball fans to say they're a little bit too flashy. You know what I mean? So I think those three guys will be able to relate to each other very well. I think Puig is still very capable of playing in the outfield, particularly on the corners. And will actually be a plus on the corners if you're talking about defensive replacement for someone like Adam Duvall, for example. So I think it's a very good replacement for Markakis because it gives you somebody proven in place of him as opposed to relying on, you know, just more pure young options. And, you know, personally, I would like to see Austin Riley play third base more exclusively, you know, along with Camargo, depending on who wins the job, rather than shuffling him back and forth from outfield to third base, outfield to third base on a regular basis.
Yeah, Austin, I think he should get a shot playing the position he was supposed to play anyway at this point. See what Camargo can do as far as trying to come back a little bit from a, you know, not the most, you know, a year that he probably would wanted to have done a little bit better. Depth, though, is going to be one of the things key in this particular season. So if we were able to keep everybody, I mean, we've lost one in Markakis. Again, we know Freddie's coming back eventually. But if we're able to go into the season like we are, we're pretty loaded, top to bottom.
Yeah.
You know, so if anything, if there was ever a year, you know, and I think the other thing that people are, you know, we're looking at is, you know, who's opening, who's the opening day starter, you know, and you know, I got to do it. Now, this is a test show, right? Testing. 1, 2, 3. How many people still want Julio to start again? I mean, I'm just saying, there's some people who don't even know he ain't on the team anymore, but I'm pretty sure they would rather have him. I'm just saying. Oh, boy.
But I was just about to say, I know who ain't starting, and that's Julio Teheran, and thank goodness. And he never should have been the opening day starter last season, but for some reason they ran him out there so he could keep his streak of opening day starts going. And, you know, that's something to me that deserves to be earned. You don't just throw a guy out there, especially when the guy is like a 500 career pitcher. Be one thing if Greg Maddux had a down year and you know, decided to make him the opening day starter the following year. That's one thing. But Julio Teheran is no Greg Maddux, John Smoltz, Tom Glavine, or none of those guys. So we definitely know it's not him. It's going to be Mike Soroka. So definitely think that that's a good decision. Definitely our best young pitcher. And I'm looking forward to see what they can do in this 60-game season. Now, I'll be honest with you, Chris. I'm a little disappointed that King Felix opted out of the season more than anything because I was looking forward to seeing if he could have a resurgence with the way he started out in his spring training outings. I mean, he was lights out. Now, obviously, it's not a big hit, you know, with Cole Hamels, you know, having all that time off. He'll be ready to go from the beginning now. But I still was looking forward to see, you know, what kind of game King Felix could bring to the squad, whether it been, you know, in a spot starter's role or even in a relief-type role.
Yeah, that definitely kind of was a little bit – I won't say it was a blow, but that definitely was a surprise because of the reason you're getting them. And if he does have something left in the tank, how much better is this team? However, on the flip side of that, and for some reason his name is escaping me, the veteran who got hurt right at the beginning of the spring training, the first spring training,
Cole Hermans. That's what I was talking about.
Cole, yeah, he's here. So at this point, with him hopefully being healthy, that could probably kind of negate that a little bit. Again, I think a lot of people forget, like, really, we were about to come into the season as loaded can be, you know, with mm-hmm. with what we were going to put out there on the field. So I think depth-wise, I mean, I think we're probably better off than most, especially when Freddie gets back. You know, when Freddie gets back, like, our lineup is going to be really, you know, I don't want to say second to none or anything like that, but I mean, yeah, you got the Yankees, you know, and whatever, you know, who is that? Not the Angels, because besides Mike Trout, I'm not an American League guy.
The sign stealers, mm-hmm. They got a pretty nice lineup. The Astros, yeah. The old sign stealers, but
But
you're right, though. Besides those couple of teams, and the Dodgers, of course, because they
and the Dodgers. Now the Dodgers can rake it. We all know that, but you know we're going to see if our good pitching can beat good hitting this time. You know, and this is going again 60 games, and again a lot of people are you know having the controversial conversation of the asterisks. You know, because with 60 games, this means that really anybody, the Detroit Tigers could win the World Series this year. The Cincinnati Reds could win the World Series this year, you know, because you don't have that downtime or the dog days of summer necessarily. Everybody is pretty much in the same spot. So it's really kind of like a race to who can get a good lead, who can win 10 in a row. You can win 10 in a row and basically win the division. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be anybody. The Florida Marlins wins another World Series title, right? I mean,
come on, man.
That would be unbelievable, though. We know they're cheating. Yeah, we know they're cheating. Yeah, that'd be crazy. I'm hoping that we get either a couple of viewers or a call. I need somebody to test. So I see one person just recognize the link. And so I'm hoping that they call and or view. So I'll know if they're viewing if my number goes up one. There is somebody watching. I don't know who it is. Or right. Somebody can call into the show. Actually, let me go to the show page because I have not been checking. Hopefully nobody's been holding. Okay, now. As I said, everybody, this is a test. This can't be a long test because I still got like 6 hours of taxes to try to do tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Going back to the Hawks, of course, the reason we're testing this out is because we have a special guest this Friday at 12:30 in the afternoon, John Collins, starting power forward for your team. It's not Sheldon Williams. It's not Priest Lauderdale. It's not Chris Crawford. It's not Speedy Claxton, who are probably still paying under the table.
Not Allen Hemerson.
It's not Hindu. It's not Marvin Williams. It's none of those guys. It's current starting power forward, one of the young core. He's only 22 years old, folks. Dynamic, walking double-double for sure. A young
man. I call
man
him Mr.
Who,
20 and 10.
You know, he's doing everything, and he's a home drafted Hawk. Okay? Let me emphasize that. When was the last time that you had a drafted Hawk do what he's doing? You see what I'm saying? And you don't have to, you know, you can look at everybody else that's outside of the Hawks organization that's doing what he's doing, but why do that when you already have him? Okay? So he's going to be on the show this Friday afternoon. He's going to get to talk about being in Atlanta, being drafted, his college years, his career thus far as a Hawk, how the season ended, what he's been doing in the off season thus far, and a whole bunch of other things that we're going to get into. So, again, if you like to participate, now if you get to listen to this test, that's great. If you like to participate in the show, definitely hit me up, and you might have a chance to be one of the maybe two callers that gets to, you know, ask John a particular question or whatnot. But please participate by listening to the show in the first place. And then also please share the show with others, okay? You know, if you're on IMTN Worldwide Radio on Facebook or Instagram, all the information is there. If you subscribe to this page, if you're watching the YouTube channel, please do that because it will be up. And, you know, just you know other Hawks fans, why wouldn't you want to let everybody know that John Collins of your Atlanta Hawks, your favorite team, is going to be on the show? Okay, it's not like he's, you know, out and about doing a whole lot of interviews at the end of the day. And you would think you would want to hear his perspective on a lot of different things. You know, him being a current NBA player and everything. I keep stressing that because, again, you know, there's some who might not. I don't know. Maybe you don't really like John Collins. I don't know. I guess we'll find out Friday, right? All right, let's see what's going on over here. Let's see. Oh, that's Marcus. So let's see if Marcus calls in, hopefully. Oh, you know what? I can tag Scott. Scott's always up. So let's see if Scott's. Scott Hayes here. See what he's doing. See who else might be up. If you see anybody online, possibly, Jordan, let me know. I'll tag them in this little post here.
Okay. I'll take a look. And, yeah, I actually have someone tell us what they hear first before they call in, if they do call in. That would be the best. But, yes, John Collins, Mr. 20-10, the dunking deacon, as Steve Holman has coined it, on around the ATL. Definitely an honor and a privilege to get to talk to such a great player. We're talking about, you know, a 2021 NBA All-Star. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it now. It's going to happen. Should already be one. And you mentioned just a second ago of players looking at the other players around the league who are putting up those type of numbers. They're not looking at very many people if they're looking for people who are doing what he's doing. They're just looking at, you know, I got the stats somewhere that'll be on George Jones on the show. But it's, what, four or five other NBA players?
There's only four other
type
players.
Of numbers?
There's only other four.
Right.
There's only four others, and they all got max contracts.
Right. And so to sit, you know, it's no reason, like you said, to be looking anywhere else. We've got the guy right here. We draft first draft pick that Travis Schlenk ever made. Certainly, if another team in Atlanta could hold on to the first draft pick that Dan Quinn ever made for so long while he was underperforming, you certainly want to hold on to your first draft pick under this GM with the Atlanta Hawks.
And talk football
in
a while.
Definitely perform.
Yeah, like I said, we didn't talk football in a while. I had all kind of flashbacks right there. It's just like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, just that music. Just hearing that music makes me want to start talking like I'm on NFL films on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Fields. The Atlanta Falcons go to Green Bay, number 44, the first draft pick ever for Dan Quinn. Registered a big zero on the stat sheet. Zero tackles, zero sacks.
It's gonna be awesome in a few years when we finally get our due when the Falcons win their first Super Bowl, and then we get to see that particular NFL Films documentary video for that season. That's gonna be, we've been waiting for it for a while. And it'll be fun to finally watch it. So, I am really hoping. Right now, I'm not getting.
I'm looking now. Let me see if I can find somebody now.
38 minutes ago, Bruce watched the live that I did earlier. April Wilkins, 13 minutes ago, liked the post in New Pack City. So hopefully she'll be listening to the show. Anita says she'll be listening. Sandra says she'll be listening. Looks like, is that Patrick? Let's see. Hold up, make sure nobody's called in. Nope. That sounds like text messages. Somebody's texting me or something.
Yeah,
I'm hoping Scott comes in. Oh, you know what? I think I came out the New Pack City page by accident. So let me try to get back over there. I'm trying to hunt somebody down who might be online. I need someone else to call in or listen to the video. Because actually, you know what? I might not need it. Let's see if I can do this. Don't say nothing, Jordan.
New Pack City page by accident.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You still there, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. My connection looked like it conked out for a second.
Because actually, you know what? I might not need it. Don't say nothing, Jordan. New Pack City page by accident. So let me try to get back over there.
Okay, so what I was doing is I was letting the playback go. I'm going to put it back on mute. I heard you to see YouTube is not receiving enough video to maintain smooth streaming. As such, viewers will experience buffering. What? What is that all about? I've never seen that before. All right, so let's see. This is why we test. That has to be the connection more so than anything, I think.
Mm.
YouTube is not receiving enough video, but I'm on video.
Mm.
Oh, it's a stream. So something happened just that, because like I said, when it looked like it was cutting off, that's why I asked if you were still on. That might be the internet part. I think that's all that is. I'm not even moving on here. Oh, you know what? Oh, that's why I hit. Oh, I see what happened. Again, this has been. Hey, everybody. So this is IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is Around the ATL, a test. It's been a while since we've been on the air, and it's been a while since I've even tried doing a stream. So I'm trying to do everything by memory. And I accidentally hit stop on the video, which is why I went from excellent connection to poor, because nothing was moving. So I just figured that out. Y'all heard that. That's basically real time. It's almost like exact. So Jordan, we're going to do. Let's see. Oh, did you find anybody before I say that?
I was looking at now.
We got 17 minutes.
Trying to see who's showing up online.
So Jordan, we're going to do. Let's see. Oh, did you find anybody? Before I say that.
I was looking at now.
That's pretty good. So right now, I think on the sound end, as far as if someone called, as far as my callers, that sounds pretty doggone decent. It's clear.
Yeah, what I heard playing back sounded clear.
Yeah, I guess it would be dependent on the phone. I hope John won't be on a cricket or anything. I'm pretty sure
he's probably got a good phone.
It just all
depends on where he is, though, probably.
Yeah. I just want someone viewing. I need another viewer. I need a viewer.
All right. Hold on. Let me see something. Send me the link real quick. What's the link? Just shoot the link in my inbox. Let me see if I can.
Man, I hate Facebook sometimes because they make it so hard. Edit post. Oh, wow. I won't even be able to do that. All right.
Do you want somebody to view it on Facebook Live or on YouTube?
What's the link?
No, not Facebook Live. My YouTube channel.
Oh, YouTube. Right, that's what I thought.
Check that what I just sent you. That's the actual link to the YouTube.
Right. Okay, I got it.
And that is, I did the thumbnail thing that you talked about just to, you know, kind of test that part as far as the show itself. I just put a picture of him and his mom.
Oh, okay.
Well, the problem is we only have about 14 minutes, so we can sneak on a caller, sneak on a viewer. That would be great. I mean, technically right now I'm kind of comfortable with the sound quality. That's the main thing I was worried about. And right now, and I think that's because I got the microphone plugged in. I don't need my microphone. I don't need my headphones. It doesn't seem. I can hear you clear. And actually, I even have my computer turned down a little bit. Let me turn it up just a little bit. Who did the Braves sign this week?
Mr. Yasiel Puig.
All right,
what was his name? I forget. What did his nickname used to be? I got to go look at that. I got to look that up.
He did have a nickname. I cannot recall. It's been too long.
Yeah, he had a nickname. I got to look that up now. I just inboxed one person. Let me inbox somebody else.
Thanks to all who haven't said no to whether or not they're listening to the show Friday so far.
Man, if somebody had the audacity to say no.
Now I'm waiting. It's always that one. We're going to find out today. All right, so it looks like we got a viewer. Let's see if they're paying attention enough to where they can chat.
Yep,
I just asked whoever the viewer is I see, or one of the viewers I see on here, can they hear you pretty decent? So I'm going to wait until hopefully they'll respond.
Right.
Back.
I guess I need to be talking for that to be there to be tested. But yeah, that's one of the main things because we want the whole show to be heard.
Yeah, just a little bit. For some reason, why doesn't it show? All right, I'm trying to look for some people again. Let me go back to my messenger. All right, so there's John. Hey, John is. Let's see if John can.
I was looking to see if he was online. Trying to see where I was lit up.
John sent me a question too for Friday.
Yeah, I got a few questions from people because I put it in the Twitter chat.
I ain't putting nothing in my mind either.
I put it in the Twitter chat just to see if, just to get an idea on some good questions in case, if I had an extra, I'd be, we got a question that came from so-and-so on Twitter. That's where True and all those guys be hanging out in the Twitter chat. Miss D and Yoda and all of them.
I did hit up Miss D, let her know about the show Friday. I didn't give her no specifics yet. She hadn't responded. Once she responds, I'll send her the info. And because if she ain't going to listen to it, I don't want to, waste her time. But,
Right. Well, they'll listen. A lot of them will listen, I'm sure.
All right, let's see if John. Oh man, it's 10 minutes.
I got somebody else just hit me back too and said that they're gonna look real quick and let us know. So may respond.
All right, so somebody just came on. Somebody else just came on. So
yeah, that might be who I just hit up. I also hit up DeMond. I hit up DeMond and I hit up Jerry. I know Jerry saw the missing stuff for sure. So, if anybody who is listening, though, please let us know if you can hear both of us clear because we have John Collins coming on Friday and we want to make sure that he can be heard, on the stream as well as myself and Chris to anybody listening so it doesn't just sound like Chris is talking to himself.
Correct. Because the last show we did, actually wasn't the show.
Yeah, Jerry said,
And the last test we did.
Nurse says he's hearing it just fine. He said he heard you asking about whether or not Miss D will be listening. And he gave
okay,
me a
cool.
thumbs up in the inbox. Appreciate it, all Jerry.
Right, cool. Appreciate it. How about Jordan? Because Jordan's the one that's going to be not here with me, but he's online. So Jordan also represents
right.
possible callers. So that's the other thing I need. That's what I'm looking at right now, too. So whoever's listening, whoever's watching, appreciate that. Also testing the chat room, too, because we hadn't used that in a while because we haven't been on the air because we've been kind of on hiatus. All
right,
somebody just messaged
right.
me.
Right, okay. So, yeah, Jerry's just saying he can hear two people talking. So, yeah, appreciate you, Jerry. Does
all
sound
right,
like
so
it
John,
is working correctly.
Yeah, so John just checked in, too. That, so that's who the other person was.
Yeah, I'm messaging Jerry back right now.
Also, Jordan, the ones that you hit up, ask to subscribe to the page.
Right.
That'll help out a lot between now and Friday. I'll make sure I post up one of John's slam dunk pictures or something like that.
Right.
All right, so 8 minutes left. We're going to drag it all the way down to the bitter end just so I can get as much testing. Okay, so my stream is good. See, YouTube is good because it also lets you know. It actually is sending me messages and everything about my stream and stuff. It showed me the error initially when I messed up and stopped, basically. Showing me my analytics as far as current viewers, rate, chat rate. So if people are chatting, I know that. I got 6 playbacks already. Average watch time, 5 minutes and 39 seconds. See, I can see all that in real time. So that's why I wanted to test it, because it really does work, but we got to have the people listening and watching. So people who don't go to
right.
talk, they can actually listen and watch at the same time and chat as well because of the chat room. So it's like, it's I think it's pretty cool, you know, 2020, you know, it's not 1992, you know, it's not The Last Dance, you know, people writing letters and stuff. I mean, come on, you know. So I think it's a great invention, that YouTube thing.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah,
right,
I'm here. I'm messaging some people.
No.
Right,
I'm going through a whole bunch of back and forth on the pages too, just checking stuff. All right, so I think I'm comfortable. Because, see, the other thing is, too, I'm testing for tomorrow night. Because tomorrow night, you know, for those who get to listen to this test, because I might not even
realize Jerry. I didn't realize Jerry was telling me that he started a Facebook fan group for John Collins. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, wow. Bet John will appreciate that.
Right. Yeah, I just asked him to send me the link to the group as well. But, yeah, that's what's up. So, yeah, another one of the real Hawks fans there. Also Falcons fan as well. But, yeah, man, looking forward to speaking with Mr. 20 and 10. I just, you know, one thing about him, I've heard him interview before, even though he's not interviewed a lot. He's a fun guy, very comfortable. You know what I mean, being interviewed. So should be a fun conversation.
Yeah, I'll figure out something controversial, though, I'm sure. So that being said, no, I'm not going to do that. I've already talked to his manager, so we've already pretty much cleared everything as far as that goes. So I'm not going to do anything crazy, but I am going to try to do something kind of special, though. It's going to be like a throwback during the interview. It's going to surprise him. And hopefully it'll go well, because otherwise we will have no more around the ATL. So risk taking. But
uh-oh.
We'll make sure. Nobody, no, it's not risk in a bad way. It's just it's going to be like a surprise. I'm gonna try to pull something off that we haven't had a chance to do before. So I'm going to try it this time and see if it works. That being said, I guess we're going to roll this test out. I'm probably going to keep it recorded. Just so that people can see if they subscribe. So this is a test, y'all. This wasn't the real thing.
Right.
But it gives you a little bit of a glimpse. It gives you a little bit of an idea of what we do on the show or whatnot. But definitely if you're listening to this and you actually watched it, you actually listened to it, you actually go back and watch it after the fact, please do the following. I'm doing this at the very bitter end. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. Don't just watch it and go about your business. Subscribe to it. It's free. Okay. And then share it with one person. That's an Atlanta Hawks fan. Okay. Then go to your Facebook page or your Instagram page and look for IMTM Worldwide Radio and follow one of those pages. Matters not which one, but follow one of them. All right. So do that for me. Because that way you'll never miss a show. There's no way in the world you'll ever miss another show ever if you're following one of those two pages on Instagram and or Facebook. And if you're following this YouTube channel, you know exactly when the show is about to start because you're going to get a notification. You know, come on, guys. So if y'all can do that, because again, John deserves to be heard. John has done a lot in the Atlanta community. Y'all know that. John wants to be here. You know, John has a home in Atlanta. You know, John wants to be a Hawk. Again, those words don't come frivolously, you know, y'all. And again, we have a reputation as a fan base. Again, we're going to get into that a little bit on Friday, that you say one thing, but you really don't want homegrown for some reason. And all the other major franchises that have been very successful, they not only managed to have homegrown, but they managed to keep them at least long enough to do something. You see what I'm saying? We have to get to that point. And this is the very verge of it happening possibly. So we need to really take advantage of what we got here, and hopefully we'll be able to do so. 2 minutes left.
Certainly true, sir. Every championship team of our lifetime has had at least one of its star players be a player that was drafted or acquired on draft night, just like we traded for Trey. That's still a Hawks draft pick, in my opinion. But similar type situation. Whether it be, you know, Shaq and Kobe, you know, you had Kobe that was acquired on draft night. Even with the Miami Heat teams with Wade and LeBron, you had Wade that was a drafted player there. So those guys are key to your future, key building blocks to building the type of championship team that you want to build. And I think the Hawks are well on their way. And I'm looking forward to speaking with John Collins on seeing what he feels about it. And ultimately looking forward to going to some championship parades with those guys in the near future.
There you go. So that being said, we're going to go on and get out of here, y'all. You know, we're definitely anticipating this interview coming up on Friday for all Hawks fans. So if you're a Hawks fan, again, Friday, 12:30, we got John Collins going to be on the show. It's going to be a two-hour show, by the way. We're going to talk about the Braves, Falcons, Dream, Atlanta United. We're going to start the show off with a great, great, great segment for the Atlanta Hawks fans out there. We're going to have our special guest, our two-year anniversary guest for this year, John Collins. I don't know what we're going to do for the third year anniversary. I haven't got that far yet. We'll figure it out. That being said, we're going to get out of here with some Hawks segment music. Y'all take care. Thanks for those who did help us test the show out today. We'll probably do another one on Thursday, so stay tuned. Y'all take care.